The Lies We Tell Ourselves by Beyond Today writer Mary Jo Jackson. The lies we tell ourselves aren't harmless. I spent many years feeling sorry for myself, not trusting my own judgment, and blaming other people for my problems because I perceived myself as a victim. That realization didn't come until after many years, a lot of therapy, and a lot of prayers. I told myself lies, and I wonder how many I still tell myself that I'm not aware of. The strange part was that I didn't realize I was lying to myself. How often do we lie to ourselves and not even know it? Jeremiah was inspired to write, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Jeremiah 17, verse 9. I was afraid to follow my dreams. I couldn't even voice them because my belief was that dreams didn't come true for people like us. I thought I needed to stay in my place as a poor person and as a child from a broken family. If I failed, to me that meant I was a failure, so it was better to not try at all and just settle for whatever life handed me. I became a very hurt, angry, unforgiving person because in my mind, that was what could be expected from someone who had experienced such a hard life and was still having a very hard life. When people let me down, sinned against me or hurt me, I felt entitled to lower my standards and treat them and whoever else was around however I felt in a moment of anger. When I had rage, I was sorry but thought I was out of control because I had somehow given myself permission to treat other people the way I did, especially my husband and children. I couldn't see the harm my anger was doing and the pain it was causing. Sometimes I knew that something needed to change, but I honestly did not know how. I just kept blaming my behavior on circumstances, my childhood traumas, and the fact that my husband was a heavy drinker who didn't provide for our family properly. With most people outside my immediate family, my husband and children, I was a coward who wouldn't stand up for myself or my family. I told myself I was taking the high road, when in reality, I was just too afraid to rock the boat. I was more afraid of being abandoned than I was of continuing to put up with being treated badly. I would give in when coerced by someone to do something I knew was wrong, because I felt like I had to have some peace sometimes, and at least they left me alone without hassling me for a while. I had an awakening of some degree when I gave birth to my youngest son in 1987, because I knew when I looked at that helpless little baby, I couldn't do to this child what I had done to my two older ones. But I was still in a lot of denial and had a long way to go. By that point, I was very mentally ill. When my husband died in 2006, I had to start looking at me instead of having him, my childhood, other people, and circumstances to blame for how I was. I had kept a journal for years, but it took a new direction. I was also praying for God to help me to become a new creation. It wasn't as if I had wondered where my fault was in all the mess we were living in, but the person I had probably blamed the most was gone. Was I going to stay angry at him and blame him for the rest of my life? I started doing what Dr. Phil calls doing an autopsy on a relationship. For months, journaling for hours was not uncommon for me, looking at how things had been, what my husband had done, what other people had done, and how I had reacted. How I had become a reactionary person instead of a thinking and reasoning one, and how I was a coward who was too afraid to change the status quo. This also led me to look at my childhood, the lies I had told myself, the excuses I made for my behavior, my failures, and my inability to go after my dreams or even acknowledge that I had them. How could God still work with the mess that I was? Despite it all, He did. I can truly say that I am a different person now. But that doesn't take away the consequences of all the lies I told myself and believed, the hurt I caused and the pain my family is still in. I suffer almost every day because of those lies I believed and the actions caused by those wrong beliefs. I may have to suffer until the day I die because of the choices I've made and the dysfunction it has caused in my family. I still pray for God to do miracles in my family, and He has. but it may take a lifetime for them to recover. I've realized that I can't undo how I lived, and I can't enable bad behavior in my children, no matter how much it hurts to see them struggle. With God's help, I can endure and pray even more fervently, "Thy kingdom come," so my family and the whole world can finally be set on a right path by our Savior, Jesus Christ. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.